News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Good afternoon. Senator Mike Lee is joining us. Confirmation hearings are happening this week in Washington. Newly appointed chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Mike Lee, is joining us here today to talk about his first committee meeting as chairman of this important committee. The meeting was also a confirmation hearing for Chris Wright as Secretary of Energy. Senator Lee, thank you for joining us and welcome.
Thanks so much, Steve. Always a pleasure to be with you on the air. And it's been quite an amazing day. Looking forward to talking to you about what we've been doing today, starting with this confirmation hearing for Chris Wright. Chris is an oil executive who's been tapped by President Trump to head the U.S. Department of Energy. This guy knows more about energy than I think any human being I've ever met. He's also got boundless energy and lots of ideas for how we can jumpstart America's energy industry.
I understand that Chris Wright is also the chairman of Liberty Energy. I think he's the chairman CEO of Liberty Energy. And Liberty Energy has a big footprint here in the Uinta Basin, and they're involved in supporting many aspects of our community. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And he's not what you would think of as a hands-off executive. He's very hands-on. He's very down-to-earth. He's very engaged in every aspect of the business. In fact, he writes many of his own corporate reports. I cited one of them today in our hearing, where he analyzes every aspect of the energy industry, analyzing things like environmental concerns, the benefits to the American people of having access to clean, abundant, consistent, affordable, reliable sources of energy, and how people in different parts of the world suffer to the degree that they're deprived of those sources. Among other things, in this report, he cites some alarming statistics from other countries, including one government report from Kenya, showing how common it is in some parts of the world for people, especially children, to die from lower respiratory infections brought about as a result of people not having access to electric power and utilizing dung or wood for cooking and heating their homes instead, results in particulate matter being put into the air inside and immediately outside their homes, gets into the lungs of small children, and many people succumb to it. Just one of many ways that he identifies that we all benefit from safe, affordable, reliable electric power.
Senator Lee, is it fair to say that domestic energy produced here in North America is the cleanest on the planet?
I know of no country on planet Earth that has more energy infrastructure, distributes that better and in a more responsible fashion than ours. Like, there are always exceptions that people can point to in areas where we can do better, but I don't know of any country that does it better than we do with the challenges that we face or anything close to them.
So does it make sense to import it from other countries?
It certainly makes no sense for us to import our energy from other countries with poor environmental records, which nearly all countries have poor environmental records compared to ours. It makes no sense for us to be buying oil, for example, from countries with a combination of poor environmental records, dismal human rights records, and in some cases countries where there are a lot of people who hate us and might even use our petrodollars to fund acts of terrorism against us. It makes more sense for us to be exporting our energy to other countries. We've got access to all kinds of things, from petroleum to clean-burning natural gas to coal that is cleaner burning than what they have in almost any other part of the world and in greater abundance than they have most parts of the world. So we ought to be a massive exporter of energy, not an importer, and our energy dominance needs to enjoy a renaissance.
You talked about unleashing energy dominance in your opening statement today. What effect would American energy dominance have on the nation's security and economy?
Well, first of all, anything that makes us less dependent on our enemies or on other countries generally is probably a good thing. Anything that increases economic activity in the United States, that creates jobs, that adds to our economic stability is a good thing. But it also has important strategic significance in that we don't want to be enriching nations that might turn on us and from time to time do. And so this is a net gain for us. We can do it more effectively here. We can do it in a manner that is cleaner, safer, and better, I think, for everyone involved, especially the American people, if we do it right here.
You also talked an awful lot about affordable and reliable energy, of a goal that you have as committee chairman of this important committee, and also a goal of Chris Wright as Secretary of Energy. Can you estimate a timeline of how long it will take us to reverse the effects of the Biden administration to reduce costs on energy?
Look, this varies from one policy to another, and it depends in part on how the policy was adopted, who adopted it, when they adopted it, what procedures they utilized. There, a lot of the are most restrictive impediments to this kind of energy nirvana that I'm describing have been imposed regulatorily, meaning by executive branch bureaucrats without independent action by Congress. The good news there is that what can be done by the stroke of the executive pen can be undone by the stroke of the executive pen. Bad news is that some of that takes time because of other laws and regulations that apply to the changing of existing regs. So some of that could take some time. But there is a lag time that we also have to be worried about. This is why why I was intent on having this hearing today. I want to get Chris Wright confirmed as soon as we possibly can, just like with Doug Burgum, whose hearing we're having tomorrow in the same committee. And Doug Burgum, of course, will be chairing the Secretary of the Interior, which owns and administers most of the land in our state, including where a lot of our energy sources are. So we've got to get these people up and running as quickly as possible because there's no time to waste. It's either some lag time between when the policies can be changed and when they can actually be felt in the marketplace. And we have literally no time to lose, especially as our population continues to grow in Utah and throughout America, and especially as our demand for energy continues to grow with rises in technology. Things like data centers and artificial intelligence will be putting a lot more demand on our power grid nationally and in Utah. Even at the same time, when coal-fired power plants are being forced out of service, when it's getting more and more difficult even to build natural gas plants, and what we're left with in that circumstance, until such time as we can, on a more widespread basis, deploy new sources of nuclear power, what we may be left with in some cases might involve more intermittent sources of electric power, like wind and solar. Now, as much as those things can be good in some circumstances, they're not the same as baseload power. You've got to have baseload power. And baseload power is exactly what we're losing as coal-fired power plants are pushed out of service through these regulatory mandates, and that's why we've got to be concerned.
Do you feel that Chris Wright, as Secretary of Energy, and North Dakota's Governor Doug Burgum, if confirmed, both of them, would be a good tandem team?
Yes, I believe they will work very effectively together as a team. And you note correctly that it's going to take action by both of them, the Energy Secretary and the Interior Secretary, working together in concert with the Trump White House to make sure that these things happen, to make sure that their efforts are coordinated so that we move the ball forward just as quickly as we possibly can. Because like I say, there really is no time to lose. The American people need energy. They need it now. And they need it faster than our current capacity seems to allow.
What do you think that the effect this is going to have on energy leasing on public lands here in the Uinta Basin?
Look, I think we're going to see a lot more energy leasing on federal land. And in Utah, so much of our energy potential, like most of our land, is found on land owned by the federal government. So that's going to require cooperation from the U.S. Department of the Interior, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so pleased that we're going to have Doug Burgum running that operation. Doug Burgum is, as the longtime governor of North Dakota, an energy-rich state itself. He understands the pressing need for this, and he understands the role that the U.S. Department of Interior plays in that.
What do you think the timeline's going to be? What is the process for the confirmation of these two individuals?
Yeah, so with Chris Wright, we've completed his hearing. It is now Wednesday afternoon. Within a couple of hours, the record will be closed on that hearing, meaning members will have an opportunity to submit written questions for the record for a few more hours. After that, within a few days, we will be setting up what's called a markup. A markup is another type of hearing that the committee holds, but it's the type of hearing where would you actually cast votes. The hearing today was there for questioning. A markup is there for voting. So within 3 or 4 days, we should be having a committee markup where we'll cast votes on those. I look forward to passing Chris Wright out with a favorable recommendation within just a few days and then submitting him to the floor where he can be confirmed on the floor. The same will hold true with Governor Doug Burgum tomorrow. We'll hold his hearing tomorrow evening. We'll close the record. Then we'll notice up the markup for his vote. And within 3 or 4 days, we'll have his markup as well and hopefully report him out favorably to the Senate floor.
Senator Mike Lee, thank you for the service that you're providing the citizens of Utah and here in energy-rich Uinta Basin. We appreciate all that you're doing to help advance the security and economy of our nation and here in the Uinta Basin. Thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Well, thank you, Steve. And you're exactly right. The Uinta Basin is Utah's energy hub. It's what I have in mind every single day as I work in this job to make sure that we open up our energy resources. The Uinta Basin desperately needs the help that the Trump administration is uniquely positioned and inclined to offer. And the state of Utah, along with the rest of the country, will benefit to a tremendous degree from the changes that we're about to make. So thanks so much for letting me come on your show and talk about these things and look forward to doing it again soon.
Definitely welcome. Thank you for reaching out to us. Senator Mike Lee, and I'm Steve Evans here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Thank you for joining us.